Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder, metamorphosis, the loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
When you think about early labor unions, do you think of Wisconsin? You should. The state's first labor union formed in Milwaukee in 1847 when the bricklayers organized, then the carpenters union in 1848. The National Labor Union didn't even form until 1866. A State Historical Society report shows Wisconsin's union members also pushed for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance legislation, becoming a model for other states. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
WRJN.
And the Ad Council.
Badger Basketball has been brought to you by your Wisconsin Ford dealers, inviting you to visit your local Ford store or buyfordnow.com. Fabic Cat, your cat equipment dealer throughout Badgerland. SeatGeek, official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. And by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Visit uwsportsmedicine.org. Welcome to the Badger Post Game Show.
Toward the close of the game, Wisconsin had not swept a regular season series against Michigan State in 20 years. Well, they swept them this season, winning in East Lansing in December and winning by 15 points tonight, 81-66. I've got to be honest, I didn't see a 15-point game coming
tonight.
No,
I did not. I thought this was going to be a 3 or 4 point type game. But you know what? What allowed Wisconsin to do that? A, they got great shots, but they didn't settle. They weren't settling for cheap tricks all night. A lot of inside points, close to 50% of their production from the paint, but they didn't let the Michigan State get downhill. There wasn't a lot of exercise towards the basket, and that's what got them beat in a lot of these games.
Yeah, they were just flat nasty tonight. Ooh. Wisconsin, both ends of the floor, getting it inside, shooting at a high clip, getting 9 threes to go down, including 3 for A.J. Storr, and the defensive effort about as good as we've seen all year against a team that came in feeling pretty good about things. You know, they had won 3 in a row, the Spartans 8 out of 10. But the Badgers, they're showing people that they're real.
They are real, and I do love the adjustment. When they come off of a loss, they have something to learn. It is unbelievable to see the adjustment every time. There's never a lag in that learning, and that has to make Coach Gard and the coaching staff really impressed.
All right, Badgers a winner tonight, 81-66, the biggest margin of victory for Wisconsin against the Spartans since 2011. Dominant performance by the home team tonight, 81-66, the Badgers over the Spartans. More of our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame shows coming up. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
You're at the game with your girl, and you're going to pop the question. So you take a big swig of overpriced liquid courage. You pull the ring out of your pocket, get down on one knee, and then she says,
I need to go to the bathroom.
And you realize the whole stadium is watching. Proposing on a Jumbotron? Big gamble. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, better odds. We're your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com. That's WEABenefits.com. WEA Member Benefits is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
How do you master the game of basketball? With ingenuity. By creating new opportunities to turn post-ups into layups, spin moves into easy steals, press breaks into fast breaks. At UW Health, we use the same ingenuity to treat injuries. We build a team of the greatest minds in sports medicine constantly innovating for the future of sports treatment. As the Badgers' official team doctors, we're dedicated to delivering advanced care every day so any athlete can stay on their A game. UW Health. Remarkable.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
At Shields, we know the basketball season is a full-court press from tip-off to final buzzer. Each game presents an opportunity to see your Badgers take the court and compete for the win. So be there for every second to show your support head-to-toe in Wisconsin red and white. Shields has partnered with the Wisconsin Badgers to provide your favorite fan gear. So visit Shields in-store or online to start every game with a slam dunk. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics and basketball fans everywhere.
Our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show continues as the Badgers defeat Michigan State tonight 81-66. A.J. Storr with 28 points, one shy of his career high at 29 back in December against Chicago State. Steven Kraut tonight, you mentioned it, Charlie, 15 points, 7 rebounds, 3 assists, no turnovers, a block. He was awfully good. And Tyler Wall, his 100th win, by the way, for Tyler Wall as a Wisconsin Badger. Here's another deal where the stat line doesn't really tell you a ton. 6 points, he had 6 rebounds in this game, had a steal, and his defense was just mean.
It was just mean. You said it at the end, nasty. Like, yeah. Nasty's the only word for that, and he was so aggressive. I felt like he was everywhere, and that's probably what Michigan State felt like. Did we clone Tyler Wall out there tonight? Because he was everywhere.
Yeah, he was. Connor Esiejun off the bench. He had 8 points for Wisconsin. Max Klesmit also with 6 points, joining Wall at a half dozen. John Blackwell with 5 of 4 for Chucky Hepburn. That tells you nothing. What he did tonight, we'll get into that more a little bit later. He was terrific, is what we're trying to say. Carter Gilmore with 3 points, 2 assists for Gilly in this game. Michigan State led by A.J. Hogard. He had 19. Malik Hall with 13. Tyson Walker, who averages nearly 20 a game, was held to 11. 4 of 14 shooting for Walker. Jaden Akins ends up with 10. 6 for Jackson Kohler. 5 for Xavier Booker. And 2.7 rebounds for Maudy Sissoko as the Badgers win it 81-66. More to come. We'll check out what's ahead. It would be the Nissan Out-of-Town Scoreboard. This is a standalone game in the top 25. We'll have more in 1 minute. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Safe travels. Take.
Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original Badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like Badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking Badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr. Battleground, purple, swing state. You've heard the terms, but what connects it to elections? Wisconsin has been a swing state off and on since the 1950s, but recent elections solidified it when the state could have been won by either the Democratic or Republican candidate. Michigan and Minnesota, Arizona, Florida, Georgia, Nevada, North Carolina, Ohio, and Pennsylvania, also swing states. Watch for more campaigns to target Wisconsin and these other states before the next election. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr. Partners.
It's hard to resist.
I don't blame you.
Post game show continues. We were just joking with the TV crew, Brandon Gauden and LaFonso Ellis as they were wolfing down the cheese curds. Didn't pass it along to us, but that's okay. That's all right.
That's all right.
Badgers a winner over Michigan State tonight, 81-66. I was showing you this, you know, during the game about, you know, LaFonso Ellis being here tonight. Great guy, by the way. But in a recent game on FS1, they were flashing up the top five picks in the 1992 NBA draft. LaFonso Ellis was the fifth overall pick. How about 1 through 4? Shaq, Alonzo Mourning, Christian Laettner, and Jim Jackson in LaFonso Ellis. College basketball was kind of good then.
It was okay.
It was really good. But anyway, we get diverted here. Wisconsin a winner tonight, 81-66. No out-of-town scoreboard. This is a standalone game, not just in the Big Ten, but in the top 25. So a really good showcase for this Wisconsin program here tonight, Charlie. I mean, there's, you know, people wondering, how good are they really? Well, I think we found out, you know, their good is really, really good.
Yeah, and it's starting to level up. We were talking about that during the game, that, like, every time they have something they don't do well, they adjust rapidly, which is so much maturity and also the ability to hear what you did wrong. Mm-hmm. That's not easy to hear. But these guys are not only just adjusting in little ways. That defense was suffocating, and that was not just a message, that was a thunder of a message to everybody in the United States that Wisconsin's real, Wisconsin's getting up there, and do not test them because they're on all levels.
Yeah, long way to go, as we know, but man, you're sitting here 8-1 at Wisconsin, 16-4 overall, and yeah, I think they served a little notice to those who have been a little skeptical of this team. Its best is really good. Coming up tomorrow in the Big Ten, big day on the schedule. Nebraska will be at Maryland. Nebraska will be the next opponent for Wisconsin. The Huskers have been great at home, been the opposite on the road. They'll take on the Terps, 11 a.m. Central Time. Indiana is at Illinois. Iowa is at Michigan. Minnesota at Penn State. Northwestern on the home court against Ohio State. And then on Sunday, you've got Purdue at Rutgers. Purdue will be the next home opponent for the Badgers a week from Sunday. So they got Purdue twice. Yep. So business picks up, but they took care of their business here in the month of January.
They really did, and it's a great way to gain momentum to get into, I think, one of the toughest months, which is February. Mm-hmm. It's shortest, but it's the toughest because you're now into full school travel, all the things that are going to come along with this, and this takes a mentality of a team that you really just got to bear down and have a lot of grit.
All right. Next up, we mentioned the Huskers on Thursday night, and that will tip at 7:30 Central Time down in Lincoln. 81-66, Wisconsin defeats Michigan State. More to come as we continue with our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Revitalize your ride with reliable, top-quality BBV Genco starters and alternators at your locally owned bumper-to-bumper auto parts store. BBV Genco starters and alternators are the mechanic's choice because they're so easy to install and consistently meet or beat OEM specs for fit and function. Drive with confidence and find all the parts you need and a knowledgeable staff to assist you at your neighborhood bumper-to-bumper auto parts store, where service is the difference. We get it. And thanks for shopping locally.
Monday, you're already late for work. You scramble, putting on pants while brushing your teeth in the dark. And you're starving. Starving. But the only thing in the fridge? Friday night's leftovers. Oof. A 3-day-old curry beef burrito for breakfast? Big gamble. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells? Better odds. We're your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Sean Clary here. I have been told we need to include a younger demo in our commercials. So like your local sports teams, I thought I would bring a DJ to stay.
They're rebuilding in the house. Or shed.
Whoa. Maybe we need to work on that. He is right, though. Check us out at clarybuilding.com for the building of your dreams. Sean Clary out.
Rolling on with our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show as the Badgers defeat Michigan State tonight, 81-66. Lots to choose from for our call of the game. We'll go to one of the last shots of the game, and then we'll backtrack because of what he brought to the party. Here is our call of the game. Shot clock at 8. Hepburn, left side, throwing to Crowell. Back to Chucky. Left corner, 3. Good night! Hepburn with a 3 from the corner. 15-point lead, Wisconsin. And Greg Gard using a timeout. He's going to get some subs on the floor. That was the one field goal for Hepburn tonight. He scored 4 points. And as we've said multiple times, that really didn't tell you anything about what he did. He had 2 assists, 1 turnover, 3 steals. Another guy who was just mean defensively tonight.
Man, he just took anybody he had to match up. It didn't matter if it was Walker, if it was Aiken. It didn't matter. They couldn't get their normal shots. And you saw it by the end. Walker was flipping stuff up, falling away, because that was all that was left.
Yeah, 14 shots to get his 11 points. 4 for 14 was Tyson Walker tonight. Michigan State is it's a productive offense. Their number is very similar to Wisconsin. Yeah. But tonight held to 66 points and just 42% shooting, 25 of 60. They were 6 of 4 from the arc, so they were making some threes, 10 of 12 from the free throw line. Wisconsin tonight ends up 51% from the field, ended up about 47% in the second half after a blistering first half. 9 of 25 from downtown, 14 of 19 for the foul line. How about this? Charlie, you were pointing this out during the game, what Wisconsin was doing on the glass, plus 10 for Wisconsin on the glass. And again, second chance points, that was a big factor for Wisconsin in the game, in game one, 19-8. Tonight it was 17-9, favored the Badgers.
Yeah, and that – not a lot of teams do that against a Michigan State. Mm-hmm. And Wisconsin, again, it goes back to what we said earlier. Just every part of this was nasty. If they play with this kind of energy, I think you get a taste of something like this. Like, look how capable we are of doing these things to teams like that. That's going to spur that energy and that excitement for the next game.
Yeah, you're
just
right.
Just build that rhythm.
Yeah, you always figure that the old line, you hear it in football a lot, pack your defense when you go on the road. If you, this team can, if it can defend at or near this level, it gives itself that much better a chance, home or road, no matter who they're playing.
Well, it proves what you learned on the road, you can do it again. So do it again, right? Like, mm-hmm. Just repeat that same system. So I think they're going to go into Nebraska with a lot of confidence.
Yeah, it's going to be a big game. Wisconsin took care of business against the Huskers in game one. But as we have said multiple times, Nebraska on the home floor, well, it hasn't lost in Big Ten play on the home floor, sitting at 5-0 and 13-1 in Lincoln overall. We'll take one more break, and then we'll hear from Badgers head coach Greg Gard. Back in a moment. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Snow accumulations will be light at first.
When you need to know what to expect from the weather,
widespread throughout the southern half of the state, we're looking at 5 to 8 inches.
You can count on the Civic Media team of meteorologists led by Brittany Merlot to track the snow and the impact.
This will be a heavy, wet, slushy, sloppy snowfall that'll be heavy to shovel.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin on your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app. battleground, purple, swing state. You've heard the terms, but what connects it to elections? Wisconsin has been a swing state off and on since the 1950s, but recent elections solidified it when the state could have been won by either the Democratic or Republican candidate. Michigan and Minnesota, Arizona, Florida, Georgia, Nevada, North Carolina, Ohio, and Pennsylvania also swing states. Watch for more campaigns to target Wisconsin and these other states before the next election. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
For over 93 years, family-owned and operated Martin's Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram in Union Grove, Wisconsin has been serving the area with great selection, price, and service. Plus, they're one of the top commercial dealers in the area. So if you're looking for a new vehicle for the family or a new work truck, look no further than Martin Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram in Union Grove. Stop by and see one of their helpful salesmen or shop them online at martinsgarage.net.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, philosophy without choice.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
When you think about early labor unions, do you think of Wisconsin? You should. The state's first labor union formed in Milwaukee in 1847 when the bricklayers organized, then the carpenters union in 1848. The national labor union didn't even form until 1866. A state historical society report shows Wisconsin's union members also pushed for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance legislation, becoming a model for other states. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr. Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original Badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like Badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking Badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr. Battleground, purple, swing state. You've heard the terms, but what connects it to elections? Wisconsin has been a swing state off and on since the 1950s, but recent elections solidified it when the state could have been won by either the Democratic or Republican candidate. Michigan and Minnesota, Arizona, Florida, Georgia, Nevada, North Carolina, Ohio, and Pennsylvania also swing states. Watch for more campaigns to target Wisconsin and these other states before the next election. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Thanks for listening to this Civic Media station. You're one of thousands of people tuned in right now, whether on the radio, the app, the podcast, or stream. Audio is the number one source of information and entertainment among adults in the U.S. If you own a business or you're in charge of growing a business, this is a key fact, and you should know how it can work for you. That's where we come in. At Civic Media, our local radio stations influence local people, the same people who shop and buy at your place. Now we also reach those same customers wherever they are in the digital world as well. From podcasts to streaming to apps, laptops, and smartphones, our digital advertising capabilities ensure that we deliver the right message to the right people at the right time. And with our state-of-the-art measurement systems, we can prove it. Schedule a short meeting to learn how we can partner locally to help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us. Click on sponsorship. You'll hear back within 24 hours. When it comes to advertising, the landscape gets more and more confusing every day. As a business owner, you've got dozens of choices on how to spread your message. At Civic Media, our goal is to help you unclutter that landscape. For 100 years, radio has successfully delivered customers to the doors of local businesses because we're local too. Local news, local topics, and local people that care about the places we broadcast. That gives your message credibility, and that's key when it comes to getting your message in the ears of the right people. Learn more about how this Civic Media station can help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us and click on sponsorship. From right here in our town to across the entire state of Wisconsin, we'll get the right message to the right people at the right time. and you'll be surprised how effective and budget-friendly radio advertising can be. Again, log on to civicmedia.com and click on sponsorship. We'll have a talk and help you craft the message that works for the people that you want to reach.
Snow brings thoughts of ways to stay busy in Wisconsin during the winter. And if you anticipate hitting the slopes, are you surprised to learn there are more than 36 ski resorts across the state? It ranges from Wilmot Mountain, which opened in 1938 in Kenosha County, to Mount La Crosse Ski Area with one of the longest runs in Wisconsin. Granite Peak offers 58 runs outside Wausau, and Wild Mountain Ski Area and its 7 lifts near Hayward. Now, do you know which of those resorts sits on the highest slope? The answer coming up. Recreational skiing started in the Midwest. The Lost Ski Areas Project reports the first documentation of actual downhill skiers happened in Beloit in 1841. So which resort sits on the highest slope today? It's Granite Peak near Wausau and boasts 400 acres at a 700-foot vertical drop. The fun and history of skiing is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network. What's your go-to when the cold winds of winter blow? A heavy coat? A hat? For many of us, it's lip stuff, too. But did you know one of the most popular brands, Carmex, the one in the little yellow tube or tub, is a Wisconsin product? It's made in Franklin, a suburb of Milwaukee, and it's shipped to more than 60 countries every year. So can you guess the original use for Carmex? Fixing squeaky doors, actual lip balm, or to soften baseball gloves? The answer coming up. Alfred Woolwing created Carmex in the kitchen of his Dodge County home in Rubicon in 1937. He hand-poured thousands of jars until deciding to automate the manufacturing process in the 70s. Now, can you guess the original use for Carmex when it was created more than 80 years ago? It's always been meant to be a lip balm, but people use it on other drier, itchy.
She's great in it, but it's a very showy, over-the-top performance. You know, she does these crazy things with her body. She's sort of like, without getting too much into, basically playing like a Frankenstein monster, sort of. And so it's totally wild and different. Whereas Lily Gladstone, you know, she just does so much just by sitting there. And it tends to be that the Oscars will, you know, I heard somebody say that the award should be for most acting, not best acting. And
that's interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think I'm rooting for Lily, but I have a feeling Emma Stone might win that one.
Yeah. That's tough. Cause I mean, just because she's the first Native American, I'm kind of pulling for her, although I have not seen Emma Stone. So it is, unfortunately, yeah, it has nothing to do with ethnicity or history, but okay. So Rob, you have, I am most looking forward to your review of a movie that is coming out soon. Say it along with me, Roadhouse. What do you think?
I think they released the trailer this week. And let's be honest, it looks pretty great. I mean,
it does.
Jake Gyllenhaal, I believe, is in the Patrick Swayze role playing. And, is Conor McGregor the MMA fighter? The Batman?
Yeah, that bothers.
I don't know. The thing is, I don't think it's going to be released in theaters. I think it's going to be on Amazon Prime, and it's like, that is such a missed opportunity. What a great popcorn movie!
Totally.
To go watch. Go watch Roadhouse.
Yeah. Absolutely. That movie is made for theaters. Absolutely. Hey Rob, can you hang for just a few more minutes?
Absolutely.
All right. Fantastic. We got more with Rob Thomas coming up next on Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Yeah. This is News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
CBS News special report. The defamation case against Donald Trump is over. For now, CBS's Bradley Blackburn.
A New York jury took just a short time reaching its decision in the civil defamation case against former President Donald Trump, brought by writer E. Jean Carroll. The nine-person jury awarded Carroll $83.3 million in damages.
And we just said over for now because Trump quickly announced that he'll appeal the verdict. And then there's the campaign. Correspondent Scott McFarland.
The very moment this verdict was announced, Donald Trump's campaign team sent out a press release criticizing Nikki Haley about her border policy.
The University of Virginia's Larry Sabato.
We all know that the reaction among his Trump base will be to rally round him and be even more supportive and to call this suppression, voter suppression, an attempt to move his followers elsewhere.
CBS News Special Report. I'm Peter King.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen in Milwaukee Friday to talk about the economy, which is defying expectations. New data from the Commerce Department shows GDP shot up 3.3% from October to December.
We have an economy that has been growing at a good, healthy pace. I see no reason why that can't continue. I think 2024 is going to be a very good economic year.
Yellen speaking with ABC News. The State Department of Natural Resources is warning people to be safe on the ice as warm temperatures and rain weaken the ice. While Wisconsin saw bitter cold quickly freeze lakes earlier this month, temperatures around the state have been above freezing all last week. The DNR says to wear proper clothing like a life jacket and carry a stick or rod with you to check the ice before you step foot on it. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. This includes a commitment to news. Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion into your local Civic Media radio station.
WRJN.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Drizzle, light rain, and cloudy with foggy areas tonight and a low in the mid-30s. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a high in the upper 30s. And more clouds around on Sunday, some foggy areas and mid-30s. Sunshine Monday, high approaching 40. A chance of rain and snow showers Monday night. Currently, it's 37.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
News, talk, and sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
Looking for lab-grown diamonds? Robert Hack Diamonds sells them at crazy prices. How about 2-carat total weight diamond studs for $999? Robert Hack Diamonds can get any size, shape, or clarity in natural or lab-grown diamonds. Don't buy until you call Robert Hack Diamonds. $999 for a pair of 2-carat diamond studs? Wow. Robert Hack Diamonds in both Greenfield and Brookfield.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed by 10. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 8 to 10 on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Like a touchdown on your radio dial. Yeah! And home of the Packers. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Welcome back. Tonight's question, what is your favorite winter movie? Rob Thomas, who is with us now, says Fargo. I say Groundhog Day. And this would not be an episode of Nightlight if Conrad's mom hadn't weighed in. Would you have known this, Conrad?
I looked at it already, and I didn't think that was her favorite winter movie.
From the 920, Paula, her favorite winter movie is The Chronicles of Narnia. Chronicles of Narnia. That's a good one.
That's a great movie.
Yeah, totally. Have you seen that, Rob?
I haven't seen that one. I read the book a long time ago. I forgot that was set in the winter, but yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
No, yeah.
So we were talking about Roadhouse. Does it bother you at all, Rob, that with the remake, they've obviously made some deal with the UFC because Jake Gyllenhaal plays an ex-UFC fighter. Like, they could have just made him an MMA fighter. Maybe the UFC helped finance it. I don't know what the deal is, but that just doesn't sit well with me for some reason.
You think that violates the sanctity of Roadhouse?
Well done. Yeah, it's... You know what's funny is, like, I've learned that when I bring that movie up, the Pat Swayze classic, it's just campy. It's like you can't take it seriously, but some people do. Oh, that was a great movie. It's like, no, it was fun. It was entertaining, but you can't put it up there as a great movie. I feel like it's more campy now because Conor McGregor, I think, is just kind of a clown sometimes, like a great fighter.
Sure.
But, yeah, I don't know. That part of it just – and honestly, casting Conor McGregor – who's going to have a showdown with Jake Gyllenhaal in the movie. Is anyone buying that Gyllenhaal is going to come out on top?
I don't know. He did a movie called Southpaw. Do you remember that movie a few years ago?
Yeah.
Jake Gyllenhaal played a boxer. He got jacked for that movie. Like, it was shocking.
Right.
Not a great boxing movie, but he got absolutely, yeah.
He's jacked for this, but
yeah,
that
yeah.
doesn't always mean, I mean.
No.
I remember looking at a Time magazine cover when Jerry Cooney and Sylvester Stallone were on the cover, and Stallone looked like more of a boxer and he was cut and everything. Cooney looked like he was serving donuts somewhere, but you know who's going to win that. You know what
right,
I mean? Like
right.
Conor McGregor. So anyway.
I have high hopes. I mean, you know.
Are you going to review that one?
I might actually. Okay. Yeah. If I get a chance. I'm, you know. There's something gloriously cheesy about the original right. that you just can't replicate in 2024, I think. You know,
I agree. It's something. It's like yeah. Patrick Swayze's line, I think he said when she's stitching him up, the cute doctor who's there in the middle of the night in a small town hospital, he says, is it pain don't hurt or something like that? Or some
right,
classic,
right.
classic Swayze. Hey, also, Rob, I wanted to talk to you a little bit. We played some clips from The Sting earlier because it's Paul Newman's birthday today. Do you have a favorite Paul Newman film?
I saw there was a conversation on social media. What was your first Paul Newman movie? I got to go back to, I remember watching The Sting as a kid, like, and also Butch and Sundance. Like, those two movies with him and Robert Redford, I think, are just incredibly rewatchable classics. I think The Sting is not as well known maybe as yeah. Bush and Sundance is today. Great con movie, you know, super entertaining. And then, I mean, more recently, I was a huge fan of Road to Perdition with Tom Hanks.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah.
Great gangster movie, and Paul Newman plays the crime boss, and a young Daniel Craig is sort of his slimy son, and it's Jude Law is in it. He plays this sort of skeevy talker. Just great movie. That's definitely one I want to revisit.
Me too.
Yeah,
that's great. Yeah, one of our texters earlier said Paul Newman had swagger, and I could not have agreed more. But it was like he didn't even try. Like one of those guys
right.
that just, and this from text from the 608, Rico says, cool hand Luke. And we talked about that earlier too. He just says, I bet I can eat 50 eggs. He just had like a way of talking, and he's just so great.
I don't even remember seeing him like dressed up. Like every picture of him, he's like in a white t-shirt and,
right.
You know, or the prison garb. It looks great every time.
Absolutely. Yeah. And although in The Sting, he's dressed up and he cleans up well too.
That's true. Right.
Look pretty good in the suit.
Yeah.
Okay. So what else did I want to? Oh, how about Oppenheimer too? Let's go back to the Oscars because I want to get your opinion on just maybe a quick fun Rob Thomas pick, and I can do one too, and maybe we can chat about those after the Oscars. But
sure,
what Oppenheimer 13? Are you surprised? I mean, I liked Oppenheimer a lot, but that's, I think 14 is the record, like Titanic and All About Eve. 13 Oscar nominations. That's crazy.
I mean, I'm kind of not surprised because it's one of those movies where, like, the technical achievements, your sound mixing, your sound editing, your visual effects is incredible. But then so are all, like, the performances. Like, I think you and I talked, like every 3 minutes there would be, like, a new actor walking on screen. It's like, oh, my God, it's that guy. And he's great, I'm not – yeah, I mean, that's the one I'm probably I am picking for Best Picture. I think, because it is such a juggernaut. I don't know how it will do in the acting categories, but I definitely think it's going to take a lot of those technical ones, and then Best Picture and Best Director.
That would be really weird, if almost more strange, if Barbie won Best Picture over Oppenheimer somehow, because I think everybody is thinking that Oppenheimer is kind of the odds-on favorite, but...
There is, they do sometimes split. I've noticed split between Best Picture and Best Director. So,
yeah,
I mean, who knows? More that would be wild.
Yeah. Okay. So let's go through these categories. If you don't mind, we'll do a.
Sure.
So, Best Picture, you think Oppenheimer?
Yeah. Put me down.
All right. I kind of want to do something different just because, you know what? Here's what I'm going to do, Rob. I'm going to say Anatomy of a Fall. Because that seems like a critic star. And I think the last time you were on, I had just seen it and I liked it enough, but not, I don't get the crazy hype around it. So
yeah,
that could be like a concession prize between sort of, we're not going to go Barbie or Oppenheimer. So I'll just say Anatomy of a Fall to be different, I guess.
Okay. I'll take it. Yeah. I mean, there's that, they talk about, like, votes get split and like a third movie sneaks in. So
yeah, who knows? Totally. Okay. Best actress, Emma Stone, Lily Gladstone, Annette Bening, Carey Mulligan, and Sandra Hüller.
Oh, Carey Mulligan was really good too. In Maestro. She was the best thing in Maestro. I think I'm still going to go, are we doing want to win or would win? We think we'll win.
Let's do, we think we'll win.
Probably. I'm going to say Emma Stone, even though I want Lily Gladstone to win. I mean, Stone versus Stone.
Yeah, right. I'm going to say, I'll say Lily.
Okay.
So best actor, Paul Giamatti, Brad Cooper, Coleman Domingo, Killian Murphy, or Jeffrey Wright. Killian?
I think it's a hard K.
I think it is Killian. Too, but I've heard people.
I don't know. Now that I'm saying that, now it sounds like I've heard. I think it's a hard K.
Let's just say Murphy.
But if he calls in, I'll correct myself.
I dare him to call in.
Yeah. I would have said Killian Murphy for playing Oppenheimer for most of the year. I kind of now think it's Paul Giamatti. I think because he's just been so good for so long. And that's a movie that, I mean, that's a role that's just perfect for him. And that movie, I think, like, that's the movie I would recommend to anybody, of all the 10 Best Picture nominations. Yeah. Like, it's just such a good, enjoyable movie.
I have to see that. I have not seen The Holdovers. I'm waiting because it's like everyone says it's a great family movie, but I can't align everybody to watch it. So I'm just going to have to fight.
It's on one of the streamers. It's like Peacock or Paramount. One of the ones you probably don't have, like Peacock or Paramount Plus, but it's out there somewhere.
Yeah. Best director. I got Anatomy of a Fall, Killers of the Flower Moon, Poor Things, Oppenheimer, and Zone of Interest. And some of the directors, I don't know how to pronounce their names, so I'm not going to try.
Yeah. I mean, it's not good to bet against Scorsese because people do wonder, I mean,
this could be his last. Yeah.
He already says he's working on another one about Jesus Christ. He's got the next one lined up.
Yeah. I meant last Oscar. Oh, that's true. If he's doing a movie about Jesus, that might be nominated.
Yeah.
As well.
Right. I think I got to go Christopher Nolan for Oppenheimer.
I'm going to do it too. Yeah. All right. Best supporting actor. Mark Ruffalo, Robert De Niro, Robert Downey Jr., Sterling K. Brown, or Ryan Gosling?
I gotta go Robert Downey Jr., I think.
Really?
Okay. Just because he's a great actor, but like all we know of him for the last decade is Iron Man.
Yeah.
And then you see him in that movie and he's like, oh, that's right. Before Iron Man, like, he was this great actor, this great character point. Actor.
Yeah. Great point. Okay. I'm going to go Robert De Niro. Just play the. Yeah. Well, although I haven't seen Poor Things, but for now I'll say De Niro.
Mark Ruffalo's funny in that, but I don't think he's going to win. Yeah.
Okay. Best Supporting Actress, America Ferrera, Danielle Brooks, Divine Joy Randolph, Emily Blunt, or Jodie Foster?
I think Divine Joy Randolph for Holdovers. Okay. She's really, really good in it. And
I'll have to say America Ferrera because I think Barbie's got to win something.
Good choice.
And then Adapted Screenplay. Not one of the more popular categories, but since I have a writing background, I'm going to ask. American Fiction, Zone of Interest, Barbie, Oppenheimer, Poor Things.
It's interesting that Barbie's in that category. Like, what is being adapted there? Like,
I know a doll. Right? Yeah, exactly.
Like, I didn't. Like, I have daughters. Like, I didn't read the back of a Barbie box and think that would make a great movie.
You got to turn this into 120 pages.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, that's a toughie. That's a toughie. I'm going to say Barbie. What the heck? Because then Greta Gerwig wins, right? So
you know what? Great point. I'm going to say Barbie too. I'm going to ride the coattails on that one. Best Original Screenplay: The Holdovers, May, December. Haven't seen it. Past Lives. Haven't seen it. Anatomy of a Fall or Maestro.
Ooh, a lot of people like Past Lives.
Yeah,
and that's kind of the only one it really has a shot at, because it's not going to get Best Picture. I'm going to say Past Lives. Okay. All right. But that's a good category.
I'm going to go outside the box. And even though I don't think it was, I think this will be a tip of the hat to Leonard Bernstein. So I'm going to say Maestro, even though, you know, maybe it'll win something. I don't know. All right, cool. I'm going to hold on to these and then we can circle back after the Oscars. I hope I don't have to wait that long to talk to you, but at least I have it on ice. My last question for you, Rob, are you going to watch Farmer Wants a Wife?
Is that a reality show?
Where does Fox come up with these names? Like, you're inundated with them too. If you watch sports, it's Farmer Wants a Wife. That's the new one.
What happened to like Joe Millionaire and Who Wants to Marry a Multimillionaire? You know, I feel like like women have dropped their standards. Reality romance shows.
Yeah, all these farmers are probably actors anyway. I mean,
come on. That's true. They're all pretty hunky. Yeah. I might be giving a miss on that.
But, all right. Yeah. I'll keep you posted. I'll watch it. I'll take one for the team.
Nice.
All right. Well, hey, so much fun. Thanks so much, Rob. Great to talk to you and catch up. Let's do it again soon.
Absolutely, Pete. Thanks a lot.
Okay, buddy. Have a good night. That's Rob Thomas from the Capital Times entertainment reporter. Always fun. We got another text here from the 920. Oh, Conrad's dead.
Yep.
The Shining, another one for The Shining. Jack Nicholson at his finest in the prime of his acting career. That, my favorite, you could talk to your dad about this, Conrad. My favorite scene in The Shining is when Jack Nicholson's in the bathroom and the bathroom attendant is so creepy and they're having this weird conversation. And in the background is the song Midnight with the Stars in You, which is a great song. But yeah, very creepy in a winter movie. I went Feel Good, Conrad. I went Groundhog Day.
Yeah, I was thinking Feel Good too. Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Oh, that's a great one too.
That is so good.
And then we got movies like Alive, The Shining, all these. Tommy Boy was a good one. That's a good. Yeah, Carla liked that one. So, all right. So we got some NBA news very quickly. Breaking. Lay it on us, buddy.
Oh yeah, Luka on the Mavs, point guard for them, dropped 73 points. Tonight, 73.
Not a bad outing.
Ties for the fourth most points in a game ever.
That's awesome. 73 points more than I've ever scored in a game. Hey, and when we come back, we're going to talk about axe throwing. You can't miss this. It's a great way to finish the show. Axe throwing is next on Nightlight with Peach Waba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're are listening to News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
God, I'm so stressed. It's a brand new year and our business is busier than ever.
Uma.
What is that? Meditation?
I'm recommending the Uma cloud phone system with auto attendant and more than 35 features.
Uma?
Yep. Switching to Uma is a cinch. Starts at $19.95 per month per user, plus taxes and fees.
Uma.
Now you're feeling it. Visit Uma.com. That's OOMA.com to learn more. Uma, smart communications for the smarter business.
This is Don Rosen. We're talking to local guests with lifestyle and important information for you. Weekday morning, 6 to 8 on 1400 AM, 99.9 FM and 98.1 FM. WRJN, hometown radio, refreshed.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
Welcome back. Like the Nightlight on this lovely Friday evening here in the state of Wisconsin, broadcasting live from the City Deck Studios here in Green Bay. From WGBW, great to have you with me on this Friday night, helping me nightlight, getting my nightlight on, as the kids say, whatever we, however we want to say that. Is that what the kids say, Conrad, getting my nightlight on?
I think I'm still a kid, and I don't say that.
Okay, you don't say If you could have some suggestions for me by the end of the show, of what the kids are saying, that would help me. Maybe our next guest can help me. His name is Matthew Gray, and he is the general manager of Flannel Jacks in Madison, and he joins us now on Nightlight. Matthew, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Hey, it's our pleasure. Great to, thanks for taking the time out. I imagine Friday nights where you work are quite busy. Tell us, first of all, before we get into that, tell us a little bit about what you do there at Flannel Jacks. I've been teasing it the whole show with axe throwing, and it's not really a tease. That is kind of what you do.
Pretty much to a T what we do. We take, you know, axes and just throw them at targets. You know, our goal is to bring out your inner lumberjack, you know, while you're here with us, and, you know, make sure you're having a great time.
Yeah, totally. So when you say throw axes at targets, you mean in a sports sense, not an anger sense.
Well, I mean, everyone's a little different. Some sure. people like to throw it, you know, maybe they want to bring in a picture and throw it a picture.
Well, that was my question. Yeah. It sounds like a fun thing to do for groups or couples, but I was going to ask you if you've ever seen couples arguing and then realize, oh my God, they're holding axes. That's not good. I'll take that as a no. Okay. So tell us a little bit about, like, if people go to a Flannel Jacks, what is the experience like from when they walk in the door to while they're there?
So pretty much we're traditional, as you know, as far as axe throwing goes. We don't have any of the fancy high tech gizmos and gadgets. Pretty much we're just looking for a fun, social, obviously extreme time while you're here. Each facility is slightly different, but the one in Madison, again, we go with more of a rock vibe. Our goal is to have you sick in bullseyes before you're leaving and maybe hopefully hitting a perfect game or getting a time up on the board. So that way, you know, we can recognize you for 2024 and then maybe roll you over into 2025 as one of our top throwers.
Oh, that's interesting. So you told me the other day when I first talked to you that it was a little bit like darts. How does the scoring go? Like you're throwing an actual axe at a target, and I assume it's how close you get and that kind of stuff. But how do you do the scoring for that?
So for us, we're very beginner focused. So we're right now thinking about doing a little change on the board, but typically like anything, you have a bullseye in the middle. We call them money shots. They're different, you know, everywhere you go. But those are our big high scores. So depending on the games you're playing, the larger ones are typically you're going for four bullseyes and then you're throwing that fifth one at that money or kill shot, which is what they call it in the big leagues. So, you know, true high score would be 50 points, but let's be honest, not a lot of people can do that.
Do you have a lot of repeat customers? Like people, are there leagues, that kind of thing, or repeat customers? How does that work?
We have some repeat customers. It's definitely, you get in that adrenaline rush, you know, throwing an axe at a board. Sure. We haven't we've had like one attempt at a league before. Our goal is to get a few new ones, more beginner leagues. Sundays, more of a kind of like a drop in kind of league. So you're not like fully committed, but if you want to come and enjoy the experience, we're going to be bringing those coming Sundays down the road here.
Nice. Okay. And how much does it cost? How much, and is it like time thing?
Typical, or? Like say you're just throwing for an hour, about $25, 2 hours, 40. There's group rates when you get into larger groups. The facility we have is set up for groups. Like you have a court instead of a lane. So again, you're already starting off with more people throwing at once than you would at most facilities out there.
Okay. Well, that makes sense. That's actually really reasonable, I would think. $25 for an hour. $25 for a chance at a serious injury. That sounds like a pretty good deal to me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Are you pretty good at it? Have you done it?
Oh, I've picked it up. I don't have that many perfect games, only like four or so right now. But, it's some people are naturals and some people take just a little more time. So
yeah, totally.
I'm not a natural.
Okay. Do you know where this started? Like I was kind of fascinated because it's one thing to bowl or throw darts, but like, does this date back like to the 1800s to like Daniel Boone? When did axe throwing start and how did it start? If you know?
Yeah, I don't know the exacts there. This isn't like dodgeball where they're throwing severed heads, but, I'm sure, falls back into that category. But it's been a pretty big craze, you know, way before the whole pandemic days. And I think it's picking up because, they have the World Axe League and, you got some ranked people out there. I think there was a tournament where, I think even the number 12 was throwing somewhere in Wisconsin.
Wow, no kidding. All right. Well, that's now the other thing I have to ask is there alcohol involved?
We do. So shockingly, you wouldn't think mixing axes and alcohol is the brightest idea, but it works out sometimes. Everybody's a little different. Maybe sometimes it takes the edge off and you're a little more, focused in.
Yeah.
But again, they're with moderation, obviously. Of course.
Sure. Absolutely. I would think that like it'd be like shooting pool, like where you just have enough alcohol to get in the zone, maybe with axe throwing too. And then once you pass a certain threshold, it's all bets are off. But
for sure.
Yeah. All right, Matthew. So thanks so much for your time tonight. Where can people get tickets or learn more? Do you have a website or something?
So pretty much if you go, you can just Google in Flannel Jacks.
Okay.
That's J-A-X. And then our website, you can book them right there online or just walk in,
Fantastic. And you're located where in Madison? Where about?
We're on the west side. Okay. So if anyone's familiar with the Westtown Mall, we're just off of hold on, bear with me.
That's
here.
Okay. No, and the Google works too. They could find it. I'm sure you're probably
for sure.
One of the only few.
So we're on Watts Road, basically just off of Gammon.
Perfect. Well, I continued success, my friend, and be careful there. Thanks for joining us tonight on Nightlight.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
All right, you got it. That's Matthew Gray, the general manager of Flannel Jacks in Madison. I'd like to thank all my guests tonight, Terry Barr, Rob Thomas. Thanks as always for your texts. And we will see you back here Monday. Rachel Manick is on the show next week, as well as If Walls Could Talk host Mike Siegel will be back again for another visit. I'm Pete Schwabe. This has been Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Good night, Wisconsin.
Is its own type of sport.
News Talk and Sports, 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
WRJN is pleased to welcome CCM pop star Lauren Daigle to the State Fair main stage on Friday, August 9th. Lauren's soulful music has amassed a billion worldwide streams and sold out headline shows around the world, forming hits like You Say, Rescue, and Thank God I Do. Tickets are on sale now at wystatefair.com. And all next week, Don Rosen has your chance to win a pair between 6 and 8 a.m. on WRJN. Thank God I do.
WRJN. Your home for the Packers.
1400 AM WRJN Racine, 99.9 FM W260CV Racine, and 98.1 FM W251BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.